crop development.
AgCentric farm business management instructor Josh Chosis says rising input costs and low commodity prices are causing cash flow challenges.
Yeah, we definitely are. I mean, we're, you know, the yields were pretty good in 2018 for our farmers, so it definitely helps when you have a pretty good history of the last 3 to 5 years have been pretty good for our Red River Valley farms. So that definitely helps, but, you know, the price outlook is still looking a little bit tough, and, you know, we still got a lot of expenses that really aren't going down. In fact, in some cases, they're going up.
And Joseph shares some ideas to help out with the cash flow.
Finding maybe some ways to save on some of our input costs, you know, if it's shopping around a little bit to get a little bit better deal. But, you know, and there's some farms that are having to look at some restructuring to try to, you know, term out some of their loan payments so they have a less per acre to help kind of with that cash flow needs. And then, you know, just the idea of, you know, doing a better job marketing. I got to work with Randy Zimmerman from West Central, also spoke, and just talking with the crop advisors about, you know, what are some possible potential target areas for grains. And you know, picking up 5-10 cents here a bushel, you know, can be the difference between making a profit or barely breaking even or even losing money.
Spring.